to 800 or visit any branch, because at QuickFit, your car is our care.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We're number only 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home a cheap 10 fin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Salido, boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Zambia and Zimbabwe renew commitment to strengthening bilateral trade. Police officer apprehended for unlawful discharge of firearm. And in global news, Iran and Israel exchange strikes after Tehran rules out nuclear talks while under attack. Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM main news. Zambia and Zimbabwe have reaffirmed their commitment to boosting bilateral trade and economic cooperation by tackling ongoing challenges, particularly non-tariff barriers such as surtaxes and levies on essential commodities. Speaking during the 5th Joint Trade and Customs Committee JTCC meeting held in Livingston, Southern Province, Ministry of Commerce, Trade and Industry Permanent Secretary for Investment and Industrialization, Krusivia Hijikumba, has noted that challenges have constrained trade efficiency, impacted business confidence, and posed challenges to regional value chains. Mr. Hijikumba has reiterated the commitment of both countries to aligning their efforts with broader regional frameworks, including SADC, COMESA, and the AFCFTA, to ensure seamless economic integration. He has expressed appreciation for the unwavering partnership between Zambia and Zimbabwe, emphasizing the shared dedication to progress.
This week of cooperation, our respected minister, Honorable Foba Mrenga, member of parliament from Zambia, and the Honorable Professor Amon Mwira from Zimbabwe, reaffirmed their shared commitment to bring the State Force Study Control Minister of Trade to address these barriers with agencies. They are directed to the JTCC to underscore the importance of aligning our efforts with the broader regional framework, including the SADC, the COMESA, and the ASEAN Continental Free Trade Area.
In Zimbabwe's Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Trade, Ambassador Albert Ranganai Chimbindi, has emphasized the importance of collaboration in addressing mutual trade and development challenges.
I want to acknowledge that Zambia has always extended the support of Zimbabwe from the time when we were talking to our interests. So whenever we see Zambians, we bring our interests, every one of you. So we really appreciate that. Imagine the 45 years now after that, but we really recognize that and we shall forever be grateful for that gesture. I also want to recognize the fact that Zambia and Zimbabwe, we are one people. We are one country. You know, it is the colonialism that we have put in place. But I think we owe it to each other that we work as a family.
A police officer, Constable Zuka, of the paramilitary unit, has been apprehended for unlawful firearm discharge in Lusaka's Baoleni compound this morning. Police spokesperson Ray Omonga explains that Woodlands Police Station through Baoleni Police Post today around 0710 hours received a report from concerned members of the public regarding the unlawful discharge of a firearm by a police officer. Mr. Omonga says the officer was immediately disarmed and taken into custody, and a firearm, an AK-47 rifle, has since been recovered and secured following the apprehension of Mr. Zuka. He says that the officer has since been moved to Woodlands Main Police Station, where he remains in custody and will be charged accordingly.
Woodlands Police Station through Berlin Police Force today confessed June 25 at 0710 hours received a report from concerned members of the public regarding the unlawful discharge of a firearm by a police officer. The report led to the apprehension of Constable Zuka of Paramilitary Unit. It is alleged that he unlawfully discharged an AK-47 rifle in a public place within Berlin compound. The incident occurred around 0630 hours today. The officer was immediately disarmed and taken into custody, and the fireman AK-47 rifle has since been recovered and secured. The officer has since been moved to Woodlands Police Station, where he remains in custody and will be charged accordingly. He is expected to appear in court soon.
Douala District Commissioner Joseph Piri has cautioned lawmakers against interfering in the selection of beneficiaries for skills development bursaries, emphasizing the need for transparency, fairness and merit in the allocation process. Mr. Piri has revealed that he has received credible reports indicating that some lawmakers are independently conducting interviews and overriding decisions made by the Ward Development Committee and Constituency Development Committees. He has alleged that eligible candidates are being removed and replaced with individuals aligned with political interests. Mr. Piri stresses that such actions undermine accountability and distort the merit-based system intended to guide the distribution of bursaries. He says as the president's representative in the district, he will not tolerate practices that compromise the integrity of the process or tarnish the president's image.
This money, let me be very clear, these monies do not belong to any member of parliament. This is government money, taxpayers' money. This money is coming from the president of the Republic of Zambia, Mr. Hakainde Hichilema. He wants to see that Zambia develops. Therefore, it will be not okay where a member of parliament start boasting that this is what I've done, when in actual sense, leaving out the one who is sending the money. Because I've seen some members of parliament will just say, no, I've done this, I've done this. No, you have been empowered by the president so that you do the correct thing for the people. In this case, I'm saying for the people of Ndola. So these monies should be used prudently.
Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, Chief Electoral Officer Brown Kasaro has expressed satisfaction with the peaceful campaigns in Lumezi constituency ahead of parliamentary by-elections slated for next week. Speaking to Phoenix News in an interview, Mr. Kasaro says that the peaceful campaigns exhibited by participating political parties is an indication of respect to the Electoral Code of Conduct. Mr. Kasaro has expressed hope that the peace displayed by everyone in involved during the campaign period will continue even during and after poll day. He has since applauded the political parties as well as other relevant stakeholders for abiding by the rules so that the campaigns are peaceful.
The peace would continue until poll day and until the conclusion of the by-election. So to continue to commend the stakeholders for the peaceful campaigns and also the collaboration on the ground, so that the citizens of the voters in Lumezi are given that opportunity to peacefully cast their vote.
The Lusaka City Council, LCC, has drilled two commercial boreholes in Dilai Ward 4 of Chawama constituency in an effort to address water challenges in the area. In December 2024, the council awarded the contract to PNR Drilling and Exploration Limited to execute the project at a cost of over 366,000 kwacha, funded by the World Development Funds. LCC Assistant Public Relations Manager Nyambe Bulumba says that the initiative aims to alleviate water shortages that have significantly impacted the daily lives of residents in the area. Mr. Bulumba says one borehole has been equipped with a 10,000-liter tank and solar panels to ensure continued access during power outages, while the other has been fitted with a hand pump for manual use.
this development directory